He's afraid to even start.
I don't blame him. I wouldn't put, turn that thing on either.
Are you guys about ready?
Oh, yeah.
We're ready. Whenever.
We just, Jerry, just watch what you say.
Okay.
Yeah, don't say anything stupid, please.
I won't. I'm not saying nothing.
We'll see if we can hold you to that. Well, good morning. Welcome to the Local Artist Spotlight here on KTTK. This weekend, we are featuring the Jones Brothers and their brand new CD. But first, we're going to be giving you a little taste of history this morning here on the Local Artist Spotlight.
Let's go to that land.
Come on, let's go to that land where milk and honey flows. Come on. It's a better land I know. We're bound to make a start. Keep trusting in our God. Come on, come on. All aboard, let's go to the land. Come on, let's go to the land where milk and honey flows. Come on, come on. It's a better land I know. We're bound to make a start. Keep trusting in our God. Come on. Come on, all aboard, let's go to that land.
Well, there will be no sin nor sorrow, for Lord, I'm going to come. You know, every day will be Sunday in that city of wild and fair. We're going to walk with all of the angels all around the graveyard. Well, that'll be a happy, happy day
when I get home.
Let's go to that land.
Come on, let's go to that land where milk and honey flows.
Come on.
Come on.
That's the Jones Family Singers on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight. Actually, that was 1967, right? 52 years ago. Yeah, it was a ways back then. The reason that we wanted to start the program off with this is because...
Well, we wanted to hear what real bass singing was like. Jerry is singing bass with the brothers now. And on that recording,
Jerry was saying, give me the microphone.
It was me singing.
Well, and plus, back then, you guys had some sisters singing with you.
We did? Oh, yes, we did. We did. We're trying to forget that, but we
Stanley
did.
Stanley just sang an octave lower. He called it bass.
Stanley was probably what? How old were you at that time?
17 or 18 years old.
And your dad gave you some advice. What was it?
Well, he said that he wanted a quartet. We'd been singing trio. John, my brother, and Ruth, my sister, and I, we were singing trio, and he wanted a quartet, and so we had another sister named Bonnie, and he said he wanted Bonnie in the group, so we put Bonnie in the group, and that pushed me down to the bass, which he said I'd never be a bass singer, but somebody had to do it, so I did it.
You did. Hey, it is so good to have you guys in the studio with us today, and we are talking to the brothers here at KTTK, and if you guys could come in the studio, we are closer than a brother, I can tell you. There are four of us men in the studio, and it's meant probably for like two at the most, and we're in here packed in here having a good time this afternoon and on this Local Artist Spotlight program, just to sharing some great gospel music with you from one of our local groups. Now, the brothers, of course, the Jones Brothers. Let's talk about it. We've got Dennis, we've got Jerry, we've got Stanley, and of course Tommy's not with us. He's out traveling the world. It's got to be fun having the brothers together whenever you can get together, right?
It's good. It is. It's good. You know, it's good just to be brothers together to start with.
Right.
Then the opportunity to sing gospel music is definitely a plus.
What a blessing that is.
It is.
Without a doubt. Okay, let's talk about this new project. This is the second project, and from what I understand, Stanley was telling me that this project has got, you guys have at least sold so much more CDs. It's selling more faster. Why is that, Jerry?
Well, Donnie, the first project was a trio.
Let's go on to the next song.
Was a trio. The second project is a quartet with a bass singer.
Yeah, so the bass singer made the difference.
Need I say more?
That's all you need to say, Jerry. So this project is kind of a neat thing because it's got some old stuff on it as far as songs that have been written for many years. It's got some songs that were written by John, I believe, wrote some, didn't he?
Yes.
And then it's also some songs that were just some of the favorites that people have loved to sing for the years. We're going to listen to a song right now I think everybody will remember, and what a great song it is. Happy Rhythm. Stanley, tell us about this song.
This song, we had to put it on here because it features Jerry on the bass, and he insisted. and this is the title song of the project. It's just a good song, I think, that represents how we feel in our relationship with the Lord. A lot of our songs are happy songs anyway, and the Lord gives joy in our lives, and so we wanted to include this song. It expresses how we feel.
It's Happy Rhythm. Here's the Jones Brothers on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight.
Tell you how I feel, tell you about a feeling that is real. Brother, let me tell you how the glory rolls, tell you how it bubbles in my happy soul. Happiness is free, it's never bought or sold. Let me tell you how I feel, let me tell you.
There's a happy rhythm, rocking and rolling. I can feel it moving when I sing this song. Wanna feel the feeling of it, on and never stopping. Deep within my heart, it keeps rolling and rocking. Rolling and rocking
and rocking and rolling. It's a happy rhythm in my soul. There's music ringing deep within my soul. I can feel it bubble, I can feel it roll. Then I get the feeling that I wanna shout. Makes me feel so good, I gotta move about. Brother, there can never be a single doubt. I can feel it, I can feel happy rhythm.
There's a happy rhythm, keep rockin' and rollin'. I can feel it movin' when I sing the song. Wanna feel the feeling movin', on and never stoppin'. Deep within my heart, it keeps rollin' and a rockin'. Rollin' and a rockin'
and a rockin' and a rollin'. It's a happy rhythm in my soul.
There's a happy rhythm, keep rocking and rolling. I can feel it moving when I sing this song. What a thrill to feel it moving on and never stopping. Deep within my heart, it keeps rolling and rocking. Rolling and rocking
and rocking and rolling. It's a happy rhythm in my soul. In my soul.
Happy Rhythm, that's the brothers on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight as we are featuring their new CD by that same title here on the program this weekend. So, guys, what a great song that is, Jerry. It just makes all the difference to have the bass, doesn't it?
I just love to sing, Donnie. You know, it's been a privilege for me to sing with the group because physically I was kind of unable when they first started this group. It went trio because I just couldn't do it.
Right.
We got together one time and done it, sang at Branson, was it? Went as a quartet.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's when Stanley had this idea, you know, let's get these brothers together and going. And I said,
Stanley's always got ideas.
Yeah, I know he did. some of them are good. But I just, physically, I couldn't do it that time, you know. But the Lord's blessed me over the years. And I feel better than I have, you know, for a long time. And I guess it's age, you know. The older I get, the better I feel about it.
You get better with age,
or I don't
you?
Care. One or the other. I don't know. But anyway, and besides that, you know, when we decided on the Happy Rhythm thing, is he said all the good stuff about it, but it's in my contract, you know, that we sing this song or well, we don't sing.
That's a song that a lot of folks remember. Several groups and artists have done that song, mainly groups. But there's also a song we're going to listen to right now off the project that was written by a very special lady, wasn't it?
Yes, it was written by Gene Kirk. Gene lives in Cushing, Oklahoma. Gene has written a lot of songs that have been used by different groups. My family, the Stanley Jones Singers, recorded several of her songs, like Beautiful Jerusalem and Four Hallelujahs, and she wrote a lot of great songs. And she wrote two songs on this project, Walk on Gold and I Shall Rise. Gene is 80, I think she's 84, 85 years old. Still very active, and she's just a great songwriter and has written some wonderful songs. And this song has really become a favorite of a lot of people. When we first listened to this song, when we listened to the demo, I wasn't all like that excited about it personally. But the more we sing it, the more it just it kind of works on you.
It speaks to people.
It does. And it's funny how people have picked this song. More than one, we've had people comment on how great a song this is. And I've grown to really love it. I think the guys do a good job. It's a good cut, and it's a good song.
Here is that song, Walk on Gold, Brothers on KTTK.
There's a great stream up in heaven. It is wondrous, I am told. And when I get to that city, I'm gonna walk on. His sweet face I shall behold.
I'm gonna sing. I'll
sing with angels.
Live forever and not grow old. I'm gonna
walk
that street in glory. The beauty of that golden street untold. I'm gonna walk up there with Jesus. I'm gonna walk on gold. I'm gonna
walk
that street.
On Goal, that is the Brothers on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight from their brand new project, Happy Rhythm, which is the second project for the brothers, but the first one with all four brothers together. Dennis, heard you there at the very end of that, singing that high part. And boy, I'll tell you, you guys really enjoy just doing this together, don't you?
I really do. Yes, we're having a blast. You heard my two-word solo. That's about all they let me have at one particular time.
That's not true, Dennis. Well, we're going to play one here in a minute.
It's all they can remember, Don. Two words at a time.
And if you knew how many cuts it took to do that two words there in the studio, you wouldn't be laughing.
Hey, here's talking about your music again. Here's a song that a lot of folks remember. George Johnson, the Cathedrals, did this many, many years ago. That's what I and a lot of folks remember this song as.
Who'd you say?
A group called the Cathedrals. You may not have heard of them.
I have. I'm older than you. I have heard of them.
Okay.
And this song is a bass singer's song when it gets to the chorus and stuff. Jerry, I know you've had a lot through the years. You've sung a lot of different songs and been featured on a lot of different songs and stuff, but this is probably a pretty special song, isn't it, to sing?
Which one are you talking about?
Because we got to have him back at the home at what time?
It'll be all right, Jerry. We're on the radio, Jerry.
That's the microphone, Jerry.
Are we plugged in? Which song are we talking about?
Echoes of the Burning Bush.
Oh, the echoes from the burning bush. I guess I've sang this all my life. I learned how to sing it sitting next to my daddy. You know,
really?
And that's how I learned how to sing bass, was sitting next to him, and I just sang what he sang.
Have you ever recorded it before? Sang it all those years, but did you ever put it on a recording?
I guess we did.
One time with John.
Yes. When John was, we cut a CD one time, years, 15, 16 years ago, and, you know, never went nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
It didn't hit the charts? I'm sorry,
it didn't get hard to get out of the studio.
Let's play it now. Echoes from the Burning Bush. Here's the brothers on the Local Artist Spotlight.
Moses stood on holy ground, fire from God descended down, set the roadside bush on fire.
Bush on fire, and twas
then the Lord did there explain, through his servant should remain all the echoes from the bush on fire. Bush on fire.
Oh,
I can hear those lovely echoes from the burning bush.
How they thrill my soul.
Oh, I can hear those thrilling echoes from the burning bush.
Point me to the goal.
I no more am doubting,
but with joy I'm shouting,
with no thought of shame to rush
and to blush.
This my song shall ever be, words that are so sweet to me, echoes from the burning bush, the burning bush. God sent down his only son, just to ransom everyone, by the echoes from the fire.
From the fire that the
God of every earthly land would not pick nor choose a man, for his blood would save us from the fire.
Oh,
I can hear those lovely echoes from the burning bush.
How they thrill my soul.
Oh, I can hear those thrilling echoes from the burning bush.
Point me to the goal.
I no more am doubting,
but with joy I'm shouting,
with no thought of shame to blush,
of shame to blush.
This my song shall ever be, words that are so sweet to me, echoes from the burning bush. Oh, the echoes from the bush, how they thrill my soul. Oh, the echoes from the bush, point me to the goal. I no more am doubting,
but with joy I'm shouting,
with no thought of shame to blush,
of shame to blush.
This my song shall ever be, words that are so sweet to me, echoes from the burning bush, echoes from the burning bush, the burning bush.
The brothers and echoes of the burning bush. Now, before you guys say anything else, give a listen to this real quick.
So often our lips say praise Jesus, as hands are toward heaven or raised, when all of the time we need realize our heart is in the wrong place. Let's get serious about praising the Lord. Live right, start trusting his word. Let's get serious, what's wrong with what's right.
Let Jesus be Lord of your life.
All right. Now, the reason I wanted us to listen to that, because that was a recording back from 1977 on that project that the Jones Family Singers did. Do you guys remember recording that?
Oh, yes. Yes. I remember a few things back then. I don't remember what happened yesterday, but I remember that far back.
The reason we want to do that is because you decided to put this on your new project, the same song. You just left a few people out, didn't you?
Well, this song was written by our brother John. Mm-hmm. And now earlier we said Jerry said something about me coming up with the idea of the group, the brothers getting together. That's not really true, because John...
Jerry would not say something that might have some doubt to it, okay?
Well, just a slight... John actually started the brothers back several years ago before he passed away. And then it kind of fell by the wayside after he passed away in 08. And then we got back together again in 14, and that's when the present group got together. But this song, Let's Get Serious, was written by John, and it was recorded back those many years ago. And we liked the song, so we decided to put it on this one. Sounds a little different because all we have is our male voices in this group, and whereas the earlier recording included one of our sisters, Ruth Ann.
And we call this one the mature recording, right?
Yes, the one coming up. The other one was we were young, but this is the mature. We've really learned how to do this now.
Here they are, the brothers, with Let's Get Serious on the Local Artist Spotlight.
So often our lips say praise Jesus, as hands up toward heaven are raised, when all of the time we need realize our heart is in the wrong place. Let's get serious about praising the Lord. Live right, start trusting His word. Let's get serious. What's wrong with what's right? Let Jesus be Lord of your life.
God in His tenderest mercy extends to us salvation's plan. Will we go on our way rejecting His Son, or do that which He commands? Let's get serious about praising the Lord. Live right, start trusting His word. Let's get serious. What's wrong with what's right? Let Jesus be Lord of your life.
Let's get
serious about praising the Lord. Live right, start trusting His word. Let's get serious. What's wrong with what's right? Let Jesus be Lord of your life. Lord of your life. Lord of your life.
Let's get serious. That's the brothers from their brand new CD here on the Local Artist Spotlight. You guys are available for concerts. We want to let folks know that if you love to hear some great gospel music in your church. Stanley, how can folks get a hold of you if they want them to come to the church? You want to come to church?
Well, they can either write us by writing to the brothers, 6552 Clark Creek Road, Hartville, Missouri, 65667, or they can call, area code 417-746-1515. We'll be happy to come. We love to sing.
Now, I did learn this from your daughter. You don't have an email address.
Oh, yes, we do.
Oh, you do now?
Yes, we do.
Because I was going to send you something, and Becky said, Dad don't have email. This has been a while back.
I don't have it. But it's on the brother's business card. Actually,
It goes somewhere.
My niece takes care of this. Tommy's daughter, she takes care of this. But we have an email address, if I can find it here on this card. I think it says thebrotherssing@gmail.com.
There you go. Thebrotherssing@gmail.com. So email, Stanley won't get it, but somebody will get it.
I'll eventually get it.
If you'd like to have him come to your church, give him your phone number one more time, just in case.
Area code 417 646-1515.
All right, and we'll get that again at the end of the program if you'd like to have these guys come to the church and sing for your congregation. What a blessing it'll be. Talk about blessing. I mentioned this next song, and everybody just got excited about it. Dennis, this is a song that you guys just apparently love to sing, don't you?
I love to sing it because I got a great big old long lead on it.
See, a minute ago,
at the tail end,
they only get two words. I know. Now, we caught you.
I'm kind of like Jerry. I was kind of... wasn't telling the truth exactly, but anyhow, yeah.
I didn't mean to lie.
The whole last course, they just turned me loose, and I enjoy it.
Bless
I enjoy
him, Lord. Let him sing this. Here we go. I'm feeling fine. The brothers on the local artist spotlight.
Well, I woke up this morning feeling fine. I woke up with heaven on my mind. I woke up with joy in my soul, for I knew my Lord had control. Well, I knew I was walking in the light, cause I'd been on my knees in the night. And I prayed till the Lord gave a sign, and now I'm feeling mighty fine.
Well, I'm feeling mighty fine.
Yes, I'm feeling fine.
I've got heaven on my mind.
On my mind.
Yes,
I want to go
where the milk and honey flow. There's a
light that always shines
in this heart of mine.
I've got heaven on my mind.
And now I'm feeling mighty fine. Well, I've been walking with Jesus all the time. We're walking and talking as we climb. We're traveling a road to the sky, where I know I'll live when I die. He's been telling me all about that land, and he tells me that everything is grand. And he says that a home will be mine, and now I'm feeling mighty fine. Well, I'm feeling
mighty fine,
mighty fine.
Yes, I'm feeling fine.
I've got heaven on my mind.
Don't you know I want to go?
I want to
go. Yes, I want to go
where the
milk and honey flow.
There's a
light that always shines
in this heart of mine.
I've got heaven on my mind.
And
now I'm feeling mighty fine.
Well, I'm feeling
mighty fine.
Mighty
fine. Yes, I'm feeling fine.
I've got heaven on my mind. Don't you know
I want to go?
I want to go.
Yes, I want to go.
Where the milk and honey flows.
There's a light that always shines.
Down inside
this heart of mine.
I've got
heaven on my mind.
And now
I'm feeling mighty fine. Yes, I'm feeling fine.
That's the brothers on the local artist spotlight, and I am feeling fine on this Saturday. Hope you're having a great weekend, and thanks for tuning in to KTTK for our local artist spotlight program as we are featuring the Brothers Quartet here on this program. And now, just to help Dennis get out of hot water, Dennis really did not know he had so many lead parts on these songs, because we're getting ready to play another one. It kind of gives him a little more singing, and Dennis said, I forgot all about that, so...
I don't remember doing this one.
We brought entertainers. Okay.
You guys, and I'm gonna get in trouble by telling this, but you guys were just telling me sometimes things happen on stage, and you were getting different. You don't have to give the examples, but sometimes things happen on stage that are real life, and people think you guys are acting, but it's really
done. Things are always happening to us. Sometimes we just happen to be on stage when it happens.
That's good.
That is true. So, we love old people, for sure. Without a doubt. All right, let's get back to another song for the program this morning. That's what folks tuned in to listen to. It's the Brothers, and this does feature you quite a bit. They say, I shall rise to meet the Lamb. Tell me a little bit about this.
It features me.
That's all we need to know. What else do we need to know? I guess
spiritual depth is wonderful.
If you're looking for spirit, here you go. It's Dennis.
There's a day of rapture coming, this I know. When I hear my Savior say, it's time to go. All the saints will be changed and glorified. I shall rise to meet the Lamb in the sky. I shall rise to meet the Lamb in the sky. I shall rise to meet the Lamb in the sky. I'm forever saved and I won't be denied. I shall rise to meet the Lamb in the sky.
I shall rise to meet the Lamb of Calvary, and I'll see His precious scars of agony. Oh, what glory when He calls me to His side. I shall rise to meet the Lamb in the sky.
I shall rise with saints unnumbered on that day.
I shall rise to meet the Lamb. That's the Brothers on the Local Artist Spotlight on this Saturday morning as we are featuring the Brothers CD, Happy Rhythm, their brand new project that is out now and available for you to pick up. And how can folks get a copy of this CD, guys?
Well, they can, of course, they'll have to order it. Well, it's only been out not quite 4 weeks. This Saturday will be 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it has really surprised me. Jerry said he was not surprised, but we've already sold more of this project than we did the previous project in a 12-month period.
Wow.
And it's just been out 4 weeks. But they can order it at the address that I gave earlier, 6552 Clark Creek Road, Hartville, Missouri, 65667. Or they can pick one up at a concert. We'll be singing here in a few weeks here in Lebanon at the Green Hills Church.
Yes.
On July the 7th, and mm-hmm. of course we'll have them there. Or you can run Jerry down. He carries a trunk full of CDs, and he'll sell them out of the back of his trunk.
I will.
Nothing shady about that at all. Jerry is trying to sell as many CDs as he can because he's trying to raise as much money because he's wanting his own microphone, from what he says.
I don't think that'll happen.
But Stanley says it ain't going to happen. And why isn't that going to happen, Stanley?
Well, because we are a traditional quartet, and we went back to using just two microphones like the old quartets. We dress alike. We sing on two microphones. Dennis and I even dyed our hair gray to match Jerry. We look like a traditional quartet. And so that's why we're using two mics.
Guys, I'll tell you what. It is hard to believe, but our time is over. And it's time to get on to our next program. But I want to let folks know, we're going to, first of all, you can go to KTTK's website. This program is going to be on kttkradio.org. You can go listen to it. We're going to upload that and archive it into our program. So if you want to hear the brothers again, you can go to our website, kttkradio.org. And you can click on that link for the archives program, and you'll find the brothers with their project. Also, if you would like to get in touch with them, one more time, Stanley, what's your phone number?
417-746-1515.
All right. So give the brothers a call and have them come to your church sometime, or you guys even come to a birthday party or anniversary party or
whatever.
We'll
go anywhere. Especially if there's food involved, we'll be there.
You'll be there. So yeah, if you want to have a church dinner, they'll come sing for you. I promise you, without a doubt. Thank you so much. And I want to end the program on, we've had so much fun. It has been nonstop fun since we've started this. But I just want to end the program on this note. Guys, you guys have been such a huge part of gospel music throughout so many years, you and your family. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the laughs, first of all, but also thank you for the ministry. We have a lot of fun when we get together, but you all know what it's like to get up there and stand up on stage and to minister and to see people touched by your songs. And that's what it's all about. It's about the saving grace of Jesus Christ Amen. Upon people's lives. Amen. And that's why you do it. I mean, we have fun and we cut up, but I just appreciate your ministry and your heart for people and doing it for the right reason. And for that, God's going to bless that and honor. So thank you for your legacy, and thank you for what you're doing now, and appreciate you guys coming and joining us today.
Thank you,
Don. All right, that's Local Artist Spotlight for this weekend. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back next Saturday morning at this same time for another edition of the Local Artist Spotlight. Adventures in Odyssey is next.